It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had recording problems with a JV start, so here is the second half. Enjoy.
Very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are here. 41-40 after Seafring 3. They need to decide to take a timeout. And we're back.
Redskins applying some full court pressure.
Ryan Postle. Then be fouled. He should go to line 2-1-1. He should. And he will.
Team 7. Brian Post is
on fire.
Shooting 1-1.
Brian Post. Fire up his first, up and good. Extends the lead to.
He's got to get some arch on that shot, doesn't he?
He's always had straight.
I know.
But works, I guess.
Second one's good. I'm telling you, I barely gets over the rim.
I agree right with you.
The bell brings it the other way down the right side of the court. He gives it over to Goulet on the right wing. He gets a ball screen. Now finds Crow in the pick and roll. He'll put it up. No good, but get fouled. That'll send Crow to the line. Shoot two shots. The foul is on Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers is first. Trevor Crow at the line. Shooting two.
Bunch of subs coming in here for the Indians.
Ian Holman, Gavin Kirby, and Russell Gale. Crow's first one up is good.
For the Indians, number 4, Russell Gale, number
13 points on the night so far for Crow.
Number 23,
Crow will get one more. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Second one is good. 42-43, Indians lead.
Close one here, Chase. How about that?
I told you.
Brian Postel. Bring it up. Gets screened by Gale. He'll find Ian Holman in the corner. Wide open. Up no good. Rebound by.
He's not wide open.
That's a Gale. Gavin Toby. To get up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post drive. Dish out to Gale. Gale then find Ben. Ben will then make a move middle. I thought he was fouled. But gets his own rebound. Up and good.
One. Come on. Good play there by Ben to stick with it.
It's his 12th point so far here tonight.
Ware hands off to Crow. Crow will drive hard down the middle of the floor, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be shooting regardless, either 1-1 or shooting foul. Two shots, they said. So Crow will go to the line to shoot two more. First one's up and good.
He's probably the one that we don't want to foul. He's 5 free throws made so far.
5 for 5?
I think 5 for 5, so. Probably the kid we don't want to foul.
Second one's up and good.
6 or 6.
Indians lead by 1, just over 2 minutes to go.
Ryan Post will walk it on up. 2:19 left here. Indians up 1. Give over to Gale into Ian. Finds Ben. Ben with a turn around. Up, no good.
Rebounded by Goulet. He'll push it up the left side of the floor, guarded by Russell Gale. Goulet will travel. Carried it. Cody Wendell will check back in for Russell Gale. And Coach O is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. And he's up one here on 40 Cover Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. 45-44. Indians have a one-point lead. And Gavin Toby will inbound into Ryan Post. He'll walk on up under 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Ryan Post gives over to Ian Holman into the corner to Kobe Wendell. Kobe up top to Toby, or Kobe
really
over
didn't
Gavin.
Denying Brian, but Ian just walked with it. No
give
call.
Give over Ryan Post. Ryan Post will fire up the rep, no good. Rebounded by the Redskins. Got a chance.
A minute and a half to go in the game. Indians lead by one. Sebring has it on the right wing. He drives middle. Now kicks out to Crow at the top. Crow hands it off to Goulet. Goulet over to Ware. Ware at the top of the key. Guarded by Brian Benn. Ball goes over to Crow, and we're going to have a timeout called by the Redskins. So we'll take a short break and be back after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. Indians have a one-point lead here in the fourth quarter. 1:18 left, and Wapak does have the possession of the ball.
DeBell has it. He gives it over to Goulet. Goulet hands it to Seifring. Seifring at the top of the key. He'll drive middle. Now take out the Ware. Ware with a deep three. That's up and good.
Three on nine.
Will take the lead by two. A minute to go.
Gavin Toby will walk. Get it to Ryan Post into Ben. Ben will make a move.
Come
up,
Ann
Juan.
Come on.
Oh, it should have been Ann Juan.
Ties it up at 47. Indians are going to take a timeout this time.
We'll just keep it here, Chase.
Sounds good.
We want to thank, again, for everyone who donated to the Christmas show. For the show raised over $40,000 for four local families who are going through tough times. The first year, 40K Radio did, we raised $17,000. Second year, $24,000. And this year, Chase, $40,000.
And growing.
Yes, and then you can still donate if you haven't so yet. Just mail it in or bring it up to the station. people who are receiving the money, Shane Homan of Coldwater, Shane Strong. Scott Dippold of Coldwater, son-in-law of Dave and Beck Rammel of Fort Recovery, family of Joshua Slarman, who has a very rare disease, and Greg McClure of Delphus, who graduated from Fort Recovery, that is fighting cancer. So thank you, everyone who has donated to the Christmas show.
Redskins will get it in here to DeBell with 40 seconds left. High ball game. Seifring has it at the top. Now over to Ware. Ware gives it over to Gillet. Gillet gets a ball screen. Now sends it over to Crow. Crow at the top of the key with 30 seconds. Tries to hand it off to DeBell, and he gets it. 25 seconds left. DeBell tries to spin and drive, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be 1-1, so that'll send DeBell to the line. Indians pick up their 18th foul.
Ian Homan and will check in for the Indians, and number 14, Schneider, will check in for the Redskins for Ware. That's time. I don't know if it's a little shocking to Chase to bring out Ware, but
defense for offense.
There you go.
But he is one of the longer ones to guard Ben inside, yeah. So I don't know. He missed the front end, rebounded by Ryan Post. Tie ball game.
47 all. 22 seconds left here in the fourth. Ryan Post has the ball.
Topic. Got to get it into Ben here.
Yeah. And he'll get a screen by Wendell. Find Wendell. Gives over to Homan. Homan will then throw it away. And
into the hands of Goulet. He spins middle. Now kicks to Seifring. Seifring for 15 feet on the baseline. In and out. No good. Rebound of Gavin Toby. 1 second left. He won't get a shot off. So we are going to go into overtime.
How about that? For, I think, first one of the year.
I agree. I think you're right. 47 all after four quarters.
So we'll take a break and we'll be back after this to start OT here at Wapakoneta High School here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace. Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here. That's the second time, I think, if nobody even touched it. So
I don't know what the problem is there, but Redskins come away with it. Ware at the top of the key, guarded by Ben. Ware hands off to DeBell. DeBell around the arc, hands off to Crow. Now Crow hands it off to Seifring. Seifring with drive middle, now kicks to Ware. Ware back to Seifring, now to Crow. Crow will pull up from 15 feet, that's up and good.
So it gives the Redskins a 2-point lead. Kobe Wendell will give it over to Gavin Toby, 49-47 here in OT. Gavin Toby will get screened by Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get back over to Gavin to the corner to Homan. Up top to Ryan Post. He'll get a three up and no good. Rebound by Brian Binn. Then he'll try for the shot.
Oh, wow. A foul up. I just kind of took the ball from him, but there's a tall foul underneath. Binn will head to the line, shoot two shots.
Or it'll be one. No, it's 1-1. They did not call that a shooting foul. Brian Benz, first one is up, no good. Rebound by the Skins.
Ball goes over to Goulet on the right wing. He drives baseline, now picks up his dribble. Now finds the cutting Seifring in, down the middle. That's up, no good. Rebounded by Seifring. And you have a foul underneath on Gavin Toby.
You can see from Seifrin's first one is no good. Rebounding Gavin Toby.
Toby will bring it up across the timeline. And we'll slow it down and hit Ryan Post. Over to Ian Holm in the corner. He'll pump fake. Give out to Ryan. Get it over to Toby. Back to Ryan. Get back over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby with a long three up. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post. Up. No good.
Indian just not getting very good shots. Last two possessions. Settling for long threes. Ball goes over to Goulet for ball pop. He hands it off to DeBell. Minute 13 left in overtime. We're going to have a timeout. And we're going to take one with him and be back after this.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day. And you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want. Add a couple of sides and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go. Or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH, Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information.
And we're back there, Wapakoneta High School. Here no tee. Indians down two.
Princeton struggling to get in. Should be over and back, shouldn't it? Is that not over and back? Galeg gets it with a minute to go. Guarded by Russell Gale. Galeg starting to find someone open, and he gets it to Seifrin. Seifrin with 55 seconds left. Gives it over to Crow. Crow on the left wing. Back to Seifrin. Seifrin over to DeBell. Indians pressuring them hard here. 42 seconds down two. Goulet will drive past. Once again, we're going to have a foul. It'll be on Riley Will. That'll send Goulet to the line. Shoot one and one.
I don't know what you do there, Chase. I mean, do you foul like they just did, or do you let them take a chance? I mean,
they would have just, I mean, we're down two, so... Yeah. If we didn't pressure him or just let him do whatever, they would have just ran the timeout. So it's a good foul. Yeah, so do they foul this early? I say, yeah, foul as early as possible, extend the game. So just make sure you foul their worst free throw shooter if we know who that is. But Goulet makes his first one. It's 50-47, 39 seconds left in the game. Goulet will get one more.
Miss it.
It's up, and he listened to you.
Ryan Ben will give it to Ryan Post. He needs down three.
33 seconds here. I try to get it inside to Brian Ben. Score as quickly as possible. We don't need a three yet.
There is Brian Ben. Up and good. So,
24 seconds left. Indians down one. 20 seconds left. Crow has in the backcourt. Now gives it over to DeBell. DeBell still in the backcourt. He's going to get a 10 seconds here. Oh. And Walpock's going to take a timeout. We'll be back here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. Indians down one here in OT. Remember, coming up Saturday, the girls are at Arcanum. Fort Cabrera will bring you that one, and boys host and Sonia and WPGW will bring you the varsity game. Friday, December 28th, the boys will host the Greenville Green Wave. WPGW will simulcast that one. And then Saturday, December 29th, girls will host Jake County. And at noon, WPGW will simulcast both JV and varsity. And we're going back in the action. 14 seconds left here in OT.
Indians going to have to try to get it for a quick turnover here with 14 seconds. If not, no foul.
Foul.
Get it into Crow. Crow draws.
Foul.
Now gives it over to Goulet with 10 seconds. Over to Ware. Back to Goulet. We have a foul. With 7.8 seconds. Just let too much time go off the clock there. If we didn't get the first chance at a turnover, you get a foul right away.
I would just foul right before they can go it in on the...
Yeah, I know. I mean, 14 seconds, only down one. You can try for to get a turnover, but, I mean, like I said, if you don't get it right away, you get a foul. We let 7 seconds go off the clock. Ware at the line will shoot two. His first one's up and good. It's a 51-49 innings trail by two.
That's his. I think this is his first time at the line.
So. Ryan Post, Ian Holman, check in for the Indians. Ware will get a second. Get out of there. That's pure. Where second one is good. He has 17 points on the night. 52-49 innings. Trail by three. Coach Overton's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need, from installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. Indians down three.
7.8. So we don't have time to get a quick two. We're going to need a three to tie it up.
Gavin Toby will inbound into Ryan Post. No. Ryan Post
spot up in.
Quick, he'll hand it off to Ian. Ian will give a pump fake back to Ryan. Ryan wide open for three.
Got it.
Gosh.
At the bottom to Ryan Post. Just turn us off. Or get so loud I can hear myself.
Wow.
Great shot there by Ryan Post to tie it up. We're going to head to double overtime.
Wow.
More free basketball.
Crazy. The first time going into OT for JV. We'll go into a second.
That was a good play, though. Ryan Post came over and handed off to Ian, and they all went after him, and they threw it back to Ryan in the corner. So, we're here for more basketball, I guess. Second overtime.
52 all. Wow. It's crazy. Crazy basketball. It's one of the games for us this year, and then one of the Christmas show. I mean, so much more we can go over. So, just one more time, Fort Recovery Radio's Christmas show raised over $40,000. So, thank you for who all has donated. And I watched the show a little bit, Chase. I mean, it was great. I mean, they had a lot of choirs in, and I mean, Chuck and Neil put on a great show. So we're back with a tip. Let's hopefully we can have a tip ball that goes to either team and not just bounces off the floor. So 3 minutes again here in the second OT. Ball is up and Ben gets it to Holman. So Toby will bring it up. Gives over to Ryan Post into the corner of Holman. Finds Ben. Ben with angle baseline. Put up a shot.
Good.
2-point basket. Brian Ben. Yeah, 16 on the night.
Bell breaks the press against Kobe Wendell. Now gets the ball up to Goulet on the right wing. Chooses not to use the ball screen. He drives baseline. Now picks up his dribble. Kicks out to Ware at the top. Ware gives it over to Seifring. Seifring dribbles around the arc. Now over to Ware and over to Crow. Crow at the top will hand it off.
Now Ware has it at the top over to Crow on the right wing. Crow will drive on Gavin Toby. He'll stop at the block and now kicks out to Seifrin. Seifrin drives middle this time. He puts up with the left hand and good. Tie ball game, 54 all, 2 minutes left here in double overtime.
Ryan Postal, bring it on up, 2 minutes left here in the second OT. Kobe Wendell up top to Gavin Toby. Back to Kobe Wendell. Up to Ian Holman. Ian Holman will think about three. This is over to Gavin Toby up top to Ryan Post. Ryan will think about three up and good. 3-point basket. Ryan Post. That's his third three on the night. He's catching up with Ian now.
Ball goes over to DeBell on the right wing. DeBell gets the ball screen. He'll drive middle. Now kicks to Ware. Ware thought about the three. Now he gives it over to Crow. Crow on the right wing. Gets the ball screen from Ware. Crow dribbles down the lane. Now kicks out to DeBell. DeBell from three in the corner. That's good. Right back at you. 57 all here. Just over a minute to go in double overtime.
Ian one get into Ben back to home.
Come on, Ian.
We'll fire up a three up. No good. Rebound by the Redskins.
Seems like the second OT chases this lineup. Make a three. We'll fire one right back at you.
Back and forth. Back and forth. What a game.
Ball goes over to Goulet. Goulet on the right.
On the floor.
Oh, that's a Ware for a wide open three after we went for the ball on the ground. That's no good. Rebounded by DeBell. All tied up. 40 seconds left. Ball goes over to Crow. He drives baseline right past Gavin.
Gavin
makes a great play. And he was on the line when he grabbed that rebound. No call.
So it needs 30 seconds left. Gavin Toby will. Coach O's going to take a timeout. Wow.
You're going to a third OT here, Chase.
I really hope not.
Yeah.
Hope the innings can get lucky here.
Yep. 27 seconds left with the ball. I try to go for one shot and get it inside to Ben. And if they crash, you kick out to Ryan or Ian for three. So
we're coming up after this. The varsity game against Walpock will be done by Mr. Rob Weaver, sitting right next to us. Good to see him tonight. So stay tuned. He usually doesn't go on until about the national anthem time, so it'll be a little break. We'll play a song or two, then we'll hit it to Rob Weaver. Last time boys played, Chase, was against South Adams, and they put it to South Adams, I'd have to say. Holy 70 to 36.
God. I never did see the final.
Yep, and I think Petey and Grant both had 18. Okay, got an update. Rob will go on about 5 minutes before the start of the game, but going back to the South Adams game, Chase, Grant and Petey both had 18, and then I think Noah Lawrence had 10, or Clay had 10. So, I mean, if you have two guys, 18 points, you're going to win most games. We're back in action. 23 seconds left. Ryan Post has the ball. He'll get screened by Kobe. He'll find Ian Holman into Ben.
That's a good.
Ben, you have back out to him. Ryan. Ryan up for three. No good. Short. Rebound by the Reds.
Wow. Back to Indians. I call another timeout. 9 seconds left. Ball goes over to Ryan Post.
Ryan Post. Well, 5 seconds left. Four.
Oh,
and
come on. An offensive foul on Ryan. That's terrible. That's horrible.
And
I mean, both teams have been doing that all night and they haven't caught it once. And this one was weaker.
And Walpock will take a timeout and we'll just keep it here. Wapakoneta this year looks like 4-0. Okay, so not bad.
And what is our record?
3-2? Yeah, 3-2, 1-1 in the MAC. It's kind of weird, Chase. I'm not sure. I talked to Bronny about this a little bit, but I don't remember 2 weeks off of straight, no MAC basketball. I thought for sure. It's kind of weird, don't you think? I mean, we don't play a MAC team until after the new year. And next week is Greenville, and tonight's we're here at Walpaw's. I mean, I don't remember that in my playing days, but it's kind of a weird,
it's all right, though.
Yeah, I mean, like me and Brian talked about, these games are big here in the non-conference, especially for a tournament.
For tournament record, yeah.
So we have 57 all here in set in the second OT with 4.3. So Chase could be going to a third. So
probably will.
57 all.
Redskins will have it. 4.3 seconds on the clock.
I'm guessing this has to be a screen. Try to throw a Hail Mary pass on there near the hoop there. So maybe.
And they got time for a couple dribbles in the shot. Crow to inbounds. He gets it into Ware in the backcourt with force. Clock stopped, started like way late. Crow chucks it from 40 feet. That's off the rim, no good. And that'll do it for your second overtime. We're going to head to a third. Might be here all night.
I'm not sure what Ware was doing there. Yeah, good second.
Well,
and plus the time didn't start right away.
Yeah, the time didn't start, so I think he thought he had less than he actually did. But it was a good half a second to second late. But.
Wow.
Third overtime we go.
This one we talked about how the first half was so fast and we're here at 7:30.
Gosh. Called a tie.
That'd be the NFL rule. We just call a tie and be done. So, another 3 minutes will be added to the clock. 57 all. And we're coming up after this. The varsity game will be brought to you by Rob Weaver and WPGW.
And here we go again. Foul trouble. We got Gavin Toby with four fouls, and then Ryan and Toby with three.
I don't think there was many fouls.
No, there hasn't been. I mean, tip goes to Seifring of Walpock. He'll back it out. Seifring has it up top. Now hands off to Goulet. Goulet will get a ball screen. Now drives middle. And he will put up a shot inside. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound's going to be off of Ian Holman. It'll stay with the Redskins.
Nothing really Ian can do there.
No. Walpock saved it and threw it off Ian's foot. Seifring inbound. Struggling to
five.
Get
five.
Just before the 5 second count, Walpock gets a timeout.
And we'll take a timeout with Walpock, so we'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. 2:41 left here in the third OT period.
Seifring entered in under his own basket. He gets it up top to Crow. Crow, top of the key, swings it to Goulet. Goulet gets the ball screen, now kicks to Ware. Ware from 25 feet off the back rim, no good.
Rebound by Ryan Post. So Indians will bring it up. Ryan still has to get up top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then find Ian and loses it, gets it back up top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe. We get a screen by Gavin, doesn't use it, and he'll be double teamed. And that's he's stolen away.
Stolen away by Crow. He takes it the other way. Oh, that's a foul on Crow. Come on. Kobe makes a nice play to tip it away, and then Crow just shoves him. No call. Ball will fly out of bounds. It'll stay with Wapakoneta.
Seems like they're letting them get a little bit more physical here.
Yeah, these refs. Interesting.
Yep.
Ball goes into DeBell. He gives it over to Ware in the left wing. Ware looks inside, now swings it to Crow. Crow at the top of the key, will give it to DeBell. Bell looks inside, nothing there. Now over to Goulet at the top. Goulet drives middle, spins. That's got to be a walk. Thank you. They'll send it over to the Indians. No score here yet in the third overtime, 57 all.
Gavin Toby will get into Ryan Post.
Ryan Post will walk on up.
Get it in the bend.
Yeah. We haven't, I mean, I don't think we've gotten in the bend this whole overtime. So Ian Holman will fire up a three up and go. And get the shot. Ian Holman. He's a 3-point lead.
Ian got the green light right now.
6-3 of the night.
Crow's, he's a skip pass over to Ware. He puts up a three. That's no good. Long rebound by Crow. That should be off. Oh, my goodness. That's a terrible call. That is so bad.
It will stay with Walpock, so.
No, I don't even know anymore.
Ware will fire up a three. Blocked by Ben. And it'll be a jump ball.
You can hear the crowd. They're not too happy. We're going to have a jump ball underneath. Possession arrow in favor of Walpock. No, in favor of Fort Recovery.
From the Redskins, number 14, Brandon Schneider.
Schneider will check back in for the Redskins. For Ware. And Coach O is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Indians up three.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. 64-57, Indians have a 3-point lead. Wapakoneta is 4-0 with the varsity record, and the Indians are 3-2. The Indians are 1-1 in MAC play, but this is not a MAC game, Chase. So the Indians can walk away with the victory with both JV and varsity. Like I said, 60-57 here in the third OT with a minute 07 left, and the Indians do have the ball. Leading scorer for the Indians is number 23, Ian Holman, with 19. Ian has 6 threes, and with the Indians, they have 11 threes total in the JV game. Ryan Post will give it to Gavin Kobe, up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then be fouled. So he'll go line shooting 1-1-1. We're checking in for the Redskins.
The Redskins, Trey Wicker.
Kobe will get his first 1-on-1 opportunity. First one up.
Good.
And the second one is up and good. And I just got a text from somebody, and they said JV record is 3-1. Not sure who texted me, but hey, thanks for the correction.
Redskins have it with 50 seconds left. Indians lead by 5. Goulet has it. He'll drive middle. Now spin. Puts it over his right shoulder. That's no good. Gets his own rebound. Now kicks out to Seifring for 3. That's no good. Rebound. Great rebound there by Gavin Kobe. And he gets it in the arms of Ryan Post, which he'll be fouled. That's Walpock's 10th foul. So Ryan will shoot 2 shots.
Ryan Post at the line shooting 2.
Coach Leverett texted me.
Bobby.
3-1.
Coach Leverett.
Yeah, how about that?
Isn't he here?
No, he's working late tonight with those extra haircuts. How about that, Chase? But Ryan Post's first one is up and good.
The second one is good as well. That should put it away. 64-57, 36 seconds, and Ryan Post comes away with the steal. Great hustle by him. We have another foul in the corner. Some great hustle play there by Ryan. After making his free throws, come away with a steal there. 30 seconds left.
Brother,
what?
So Ryan will Go back to the line. First one is up and good. Second one up, no good. Rebounded by Benny. It'll be a jump ball. So let's go back to the Skins. Our score here, third OT, 65-57. Indians up with 29 seconds left.
Ball gets into DeBell. He dribbles down the left side. Toby, don't foul. He's out of where Arrero shooting 30 feet. That's up and good.
Wow.
He can shoot.
That's a 6-3 on the night so far.
Makes it 65-60. Indians get it in quick and get fouled. That'll send Kobe to the line to shoot two, and that's who we want on the line.
Kobe or Ryan. They've been pretty good here tonight. Kobe will get two. Fires up the first one up and good. Nothing but net.
He's won a few free throw competitions in his day. He's automatic.
Probably jinxed him.
Yep. Oh, my God. 66-60. Goulet gets the rebound. 12 seconds left.
Ware wants the ball again. He's on fire from half court next.
And he will. That's long, no good. Rebounded by Ryan. Tries to save it, but he's on the line. 2 seconds left. Indians lead by six. So that should do it. We won't be seeing a fourth. Thank goodness.
It's crazy. Red Tens will get it in and two Crow. Crow will fire up his three. No good. And the Indians win. 66-60. We'll be back to talk about after this here on Fully Covered Internet Radio.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Wapakoneta High School. So a few stats for the Indians. Ryan Post had 16. Ian Holman had 19. Brian Benn had 16. Gavin Toby had 3. Regan Martin had 5. Riley Will had 1. And Kobe Wendell had 3 free throws down the stretch to secure the win for the Indians. Chase, I mean, wow.
It was just a good hard-fought game by both teams. Both teams really played well, really shot the ball well. Both teams did. And it's nice to see some of our shooters come around and start making some shots because we've been going down to Ben and relying on him inside. But if we can get someone knock down some shots, it'll be really effective. So it's good to see that. A great win tonight.
I did not catch the final score, but the Indians did win by
66-60.
Yep, so that'll end it from here. For the JV, we'll send it on to over to Rob Weaver. It'll be about 10 or so minutes. Indians escape 66-60 here in the JV competition. We'll be back after this here in Fort Covery Internet Radio.
listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.